1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
There has been all kinds of litigation around the Terry Schiavo case, obviously, not only in Florida, but across the country, as people have been very polarized. And today, Terry Schiavo's life, I suppose, mercifully came to an end. And now, they say, the debate rages. It continues. Who was right? Who was wrong? Joining me is Stephen Bozell. He's a construction contractor. He's also the member of a debate club in the Corona, California area. And it's a group of people who get together and just debate issues, neighborhood people, professional people, Mr. Bozell?
Yeah, Phil, it's just all kinds of people who have an active interest in the issues, whether they be in the newspaper or on television. And certainly one of the issues we took up to debate was the Terry Schiavo case.
What side were you on?
My belief is that it was far more cruel to keep that woman alive than to allow her dignity, just to allow her to die with dignity. And I came to that conclusion two ways. The people who wanted Terry to live did so out of selfish reasons, I believe. Here was a young woman who, in the prime of her health, was a very lovely young woman. And now these people wanted to keep her alive to feel better about themselves while this once beautiful woman was on television every night, night after night, with her face drawn back in this horrible grimace. And I really believe you have to be pretty heartless and you got to be pretty low. I mean, real low as a human being to want to keep a woman alive. So the TV cameras every night for the rest of time can show her face all, you know, ugly and everything. But here is the point that I think is the slam dunk. Today, on the radio and all over on the television, the news was released that Pope John Paul has a living will, and in it he said that he does not want to be resuscitated.
Now, your side of the argument is that I want to go back to Terry for just a second, is that she should have been allowed to die, and that what in fact took place was the right thing to do.
That is right, yeah. And
okay, so we cut to today. You heard that the Pope has a living will, and he doesn't want to be artificially respirated, correct?
Yes, the Pope has made it very clear in this living will he does not want to be artificially respirated. He does not want a feeding tube. And that's the Pope of the whole entire world saying that. Keeping someone alive after they lose consciousness is against God, and he doesn't want it to happen to him.
Well, he didn't say it was against God.
Well, no, he did not say it was against God, but he is the Pope, and the Catholics teach that he's infallible in matters concerning, you know, everything that he says. And if he's infallible and he doesn't want to have a tube in, then Michael Schiavo was right in taking the tube out of his wife, too. Okay? Now, I mentioned this to our debate club. We meet on Thursday nights, and I had my wife, just as an aside, Phil, make these lemon bars that she makes, which are very delicious. And I brought the lemon bars because I wanted to be gracious in my victory, because I knew as soon as I walked in. And
can I ask you the format for this?
Sure, go ahead.
Now you, it's just a group of people, neighborhood people, professional people, coming. You debate different issues,
right?
And you took a side, so now you're coming with these lemon bars that your wife made.
Yeah, my wife makes these lemon bars that are, you know, very delicious. Everybody's commented on how delicious they are. And I knew that when I got to the debate club, I was going to just smack down everybody with this point that I had about the Pope saying he didn't want to have not any artificial respiration, so that means Terry Schiavo didn't want to have a tube in. Now, I come in with the lemon bars, and when I made the point about the Pope, I knew that I was going to be eventually voted on by the panel, because we've got a panel of people who vote on who won the debate, that I won, and they voted for another guy. And that kind of took the wind out of me. And I couldn't believe it. And I asked them how they could say that. And they said that they didn't think that my argument was convincing. And that's when I called my attorney.
Now, you called your attorney to file civil action against these people. Now, how many people are in this debate club?
There are about 25.
And you have filed a civil action against them alleging intentional promotion of ignorance, cruelty, and not clearly owning up to how right you are. And you're suing them for being right-wingers, not interested in the truth. Is that it?
Well, no, not about being right-wingers, but you can't... See, that's a slam dunk on that whole thing.
Your point about the Pope saying he doesn't want to be artificially respirated.
Yeah. Now, if the Pope doesn't care if he lives past being in a coma, then why should anybody keep Terry Schiavo alive? That was my number one point.
Right.
And then my second point, which I thought was not as strong as that other point, but still, how cruel, man, you got, boy, I was thinking about this. If I was dying the way that young lady was dying, and I'm laying there in that bed, that's one thing. But to have a guy with a TV camera and a backpack with a mixing board and a microphone and some guy with a baseball cap and all kinds of cable running out to a truck and the camera's about 3 inches from your face and your lips are drawn back and your eyes are bulged out, and for every day of your life that you lay in that bed, there'll be a guy with a camera televising how ugly you are, and that's cruel.
I think it's pretty harsh to call her ugly.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but I think that young lady, you know, she obviously looked very bad. And they want to keep televising it on how, you know, bad she looked. I think that's cruel.
Well, I suppose I could debate with you, isn't life more precious than how you look?
Well, people say that, but our society invests an awful lot of money in keeping up our best look. How come there's so many fitness centers if we don't care how we look? How come they sell so much makeup if we don't care how we look? How come people get Botox and collagen injections if we don't care how we look? Of course we do. And Terry Schiavo was a very beautiful woman. Now they want to put the TV on her every day. I say it would have been better for her to pass on.
All right, but I got to tell you something, Mr. Bozell. You're suing your debate club because you feel you had a very convincing argument in favor of Terry Schiavo dying, and they did not vote. There's a panel of some judges.
There's three people that we rotate. You know, they listen to the arguments. We take a vote. Who made the better point? And
what was the other guy saying that you were against?
Well, he was saying that, you know, just the same kind of Bible thump stuff. You know, well, you know, and all of this and all of that. You know, about life is precious. I said, life is precious. How can you say that life is precious when every day of the life that you think is precious, there's a guy there with a magnifying glass on every pus-ridden pore in your nose, and he's going to broadcast that out to as far further than Voyager went? Gee, thanks a lot. Yeah, life is so precious. Right now, Mr. Hendry, we are told by scientists the television signals are being beamed out to outer space. And there's a civilization out there that's going to pick up the images of Terry Schiavo someday, and they're going to go, "What? How messed up what, the people on Earth are? Boy, that's messed up. What's going on Earth?"
What do you think they're going to think we look like that?
I don't know, but I'm just saying that young lady's image is now broadcast all the way out to galaxies. I mean, I don't believe in Star Trek, but can you imagine the Vulcans all of a sudden? These are humans. Their face looks like that. I don't want to have no contact with them. I don't know, you know.
Well, that's a screwy argument.
Well, I understand that, but I'm just saying.
You're concentrating on her looks. Look, hold on for a minute here. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. The bigger issue here, though, is that he is filing a civil action against his debate club because he feels his argument's a slam dunk. And what is that argument? If Pope John Paul put in his living will that he doesn't want to be artificially respirated, he doesn't want to be kept alive once he slips into a coma, then that clearly is in favor of Michael Schiavo pulling the plug on his wife. Mr. Bozell made that point in his debate club. They didn't agree. He didn't win the debate. He is suing because he feels that these people are small and obviously don't recognize a superior point. He also mentioned that he brought lemon bars that his wife made special to try to soften the blow, and it turns out they didn't vote for him at all. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. The other issue here about how it's cruel to keep Terry alive because they're going to be broadcasting her face for the rest of her life, and some of it's going to get out into outer space. I don't know how to comment on that. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Be lovely with me. Come on, be lovely.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
But your point, Mr. Bozell, is that the Pope has said in his living will he does not want to be artificially respirated, therefore...
Therefore, Terry would not want to be artificially respirated. You have to understand something, Mr. Henry, that's fundamental. The Pope is the Pope of the whole world. I mean, he's the representative of Jesus on earth. And if the Pope doesn't want to be artificially respirated, if the Pope says, if I go into a coma, just let me die, then you're basically saying Jesus is saying that. And man, I'll tell you, it takes take a real pair to go against Jesus. And the other thing I guess you have to say now is if Jesus was on the cross, which he was, do you think that he'd want to be have a feeding tube hooked up? I don't think so. I think the sooner he died, the happier he'd be.
I don't understand that analogy.
I'm saying when Jesus Christ was dying on the cross, you think he wanted to have a feeding tube hooked up?
Well, no.
Well, that's the point. That's what I'm trying to say. It's ridiculous. And I made that point to the debate club, and I did make that point to the Corona newspaper, too, when they called for comment. And I'm having to take a drastic step in terms of the legal action.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Tara, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Stephen Bozell.
I'm sorry, are you talking to me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. You're on the air.
I just think that what they did to her is murder. And she was a living, breathing person, and she had a feeding tube. But you know what? There's lots of babies that have feeding tubes.
Well, ma'am, and the Pope is the Pope of everybody, and he doesn't want to have a feeding tube. So what?
He has a feeding tube.
But he's got
a feeding tube through his nose.
His living will says that he will not be artificially respirated if he slips into a coma. Right now, he's conscious. But once he goes into a coma, he wants that tube out. Now, if the Pope, who is the representative of Jesus Christ, doesn't want any feeding tube once he's in a coma, then Terry Schiavo didn't want one either. And yet people want to keep her alive so that her face is broadcast all over everywhere.
No. She was conscious. She wasn't in a coma. She was conscious.
Well, that's why the doctors? Yeah, that's why the doctors said she was in a coma, because she wasn't in a coma.
No,
wow.
Which doctors are you talking about?
Wow.
Are you talking about
the parents' doctors
or the husband's doctors?
The doctors in the hospital.
It depends on which ones you want to believe.
The doctors all said she was in a coma.
She wasn't in a coma.
Yes, she was.
And you know what?
If she wasn't in a coma, how come she died?
Because
people
can live
30 days without food, ma'am, not 2 weeks. You don't die
not
two
in
weeks.
Debilitated
no.
state.
Oh, I thought you said she wasn't debilitated.
She said she wasn't in a coma.
I didn't say she wasn't debilitated.
You said she was not in a coma. And if she's
not in a coma,
she'd know how to eat then.
There's lots of people that are debilitated.
All right, neither one of you guys are doctors, okay? So you can't really debate it. You can't really talk about whether she was in a coma or not. The fact is, every doctor I heard said she was in a comatose state. I don't know who you're listening to. Well,
but you know
maybe
what?
You need
Jesus,
to read the news or something.
Like you were talking about with the Pope.
Yeah, the Pope is the representative of Jesus, and Jesus wouldn't want to have a tube on him.
But
what do you
know
mean,
what?
Jesus
one way or the other, one way or the other, when
Can
it's
I
your
you
time
question,
to go,
ma'am?
It's your time to go.
Do you think
and if
Jesus,
it was her time 15 years ago to go, then she would have died 15 years
I'll
ago.
I'll tell you what.
It wasn't in God's way.
Would you have kept Jesus alive?
No, of course I wouldn't.
Why?
Of course
oh,
I wouldn't.
Why not? But you keep Terry Schiavo alive. Ah, gotcha.
No, you didn't get it.
Yeah, gotcha. That's what I did to my debate club, and they couldn't accept the fact that I beat them.
Well, what do you mean you got her?
Because she wouldn't keep Jesus alive, but she keeps Terry Schiavo alive. Jesus died for everybody, and Terry Schiavo threw up.
That was his choice.
Can you imagine Jesus hanging?
That's what he wanted to do.
How do you know?
That was his choice.
How
do you know that that was hers?
How do you know it was Jesus's?
Because he gave his life for everybody.
How do you know? See, that's what I'm saying. He didn't have no living will, and there's nothing written down. Now, can you imagine Jesus hanging on a cross with a tube coming out of him? It's ridiculous.
Wait a minute. Wait a second. Jesus said, I came to the world to be sacrificed.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Yes, he did.
No, he did not. No, the lady just heard you say it, so she's agreeing with you.
All right, look it. Thank you, Tara, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about whether if Jesus was hanging on the cross, he'd want a feeding tube hooked up. We also have Mr. Stephen Bozell here saying, in essence, the Pope in his living will has said once he goes in, loses consciousness, he does not want to be artificially respirated. If the Pope doesn't want it, then Terry wouldn't want it, and so letting her die was the right thing to do. All right, we'll be right back. Mr. Bozell said that in his debate club, and the people didn't like it, and they wouldn't eat his wife's lemon bars, so he's suing them. I mean, I guess that's what the whole point of the lemon bars is. 1-800-44... What? We breaking? Nope. We're not breaking? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I break till the bottom of the hour.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'll take another phone call. Tracy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello there. I absolutely have to comment about this gentleman discussing the Pope. It is an entirely different issue, but I also need to make the point that the Pope has been a completely pro-life throughout his whole pontificate. And also in favor of the feeding tube to remain in Terry Schiavo.
Yeah, but you cannot pro-life is all about babies, dead babies.
You also cannot compare Jesus Christ.
No, ma'am, pro-life is about dead babies. Pro-life is about dead babies. That's got
pro-life
nothing to do.
Pro-life is about the sanctity of all life.
No, but specifically it's about
just as precious,
dead babies.
Regardless of the fact that she looked the way that she did, because she behaved the way that she did because of her physical condition. Her life was still just as precious, sir.
To keep her on TV, ma'am, that's pretty cruel of you to want to have that face just glow, you know, beaming out to outer space.
Chavo's life was representative of something completely bigger because people
in your mind
will say like you
in your mind, but in Terry's mind,
example, because that was uncomfortable for you to see her.
Terry didn't want to see that.
A day in the life of Terry Schiavo.
Neither did you, ma'am, and Terry didn't want to be broadcast out to outer space.
All right, hold on. Hold on, folks.
Hold on.
Steve, your essential point is that if Terry were conscious, she wouldn't want her face on TV. Is that it?
Of course not. She was a beautiful young woman. But this lady here, along with all the other folks, wants to have her face broadcast outer space, all uglied and everything.
What do you mean all uglied? I mean, it was a debilitating...
Do you know that I never thought of Terry Schiavo as ugly ever? I thought she was beautiful.
Oh, yeah, right. That's why you dress up like that every Friday night.
Life into her eyes.
So every Friday night, you pull your teeth back, you pull your gums back.
What are you talking about?
You know what? I didn't see what you saw, sir. It's obvious. And it sounds like you're very vain judging a woman based on her teeth.
No, ma'am. I'm saying
the same thing about a man.
Women are vain, and women don't want to have their face broadcast into outer space looking the way she did, and I have sensitivity to that, but you don't. See, and the other
thing... I'm a woman. You have no idea a woman's plight and her vanity.
Vanity
is your problem.
No, you know women are vain, and women don't want to be broadcast outer space looking the way she did. Now, you know that.
I would rather live and have my unspoken voice, which would be my face, broadcast all over the galaxy so people would know that my life was precious, so they could see into my eyes. I was still alive,
ma'am,
but I could
you're making
speak.
A lot of statements about stuff you don't know nothing about. Now, I'll ask you the same question.
Why do you know this?
Because I asked the lady the question. She couldn't answer. I said, would you keep Jesus alive with a tube? And she said no. And I said, then why would you keep Terry Schiavo alive with a tube? And she said...
Well, first of all, the technology wasn't there when Jesus was alive.
Oh, you would have kept him alive, though.
He wouldn't have wanted to be alive.
How do you know?
On the cross.
What if he said, please hook me up?
Because then his
what do you mean, please
serve the purpose?
Look at. I think you're getting away from the point, and the point is you say that since the Pope doesn't want to have any respiration after he loses consciousness, then Terry wouldn't.
Exactly. That's my point.
It's apples to oranges.
See, that's a slam dunk argument that you can't argue against.
Well, I don't know that you've made your point. I think what you've said is that the Pope has decided for himself he doesn't want to be respirated, but that Terry Schiavo...
Look, the Pope is the Pope of all of the earth. If he wants it, she wants it. See, the lady can't say nothing.
You're comparing apples to oranges, sir. Terry Schiavo,
I don't think
she died naturally in the coma.
Well, ma'am, I don't think she's a fruit like you do.
They started beefing her up with the science and the technology and the medication.
Thank you very much, Tracy.
After the fact.
Well, you're not making no sense. You're comparing apples to oranges.
You can't even articulate yourself properly. No wonder you lost the debate.
Oh, I didn't lose the debate. You understand what I said. You said I'm comparing apples to oranges, and I'm telling you,
yes, you are.
You're comparing apples to oranges.
Well, what is she comparing apples to oranges to, as opposed to you comparing apples to oranges? What does that mean?
I'm telling you right now that the Pope didn't want to be respirated. How come this lady wants a mortal sin to be committed?
All right, look at Tracy, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Because the Pope, in his living will, doesn't want to be artificially respirated or supported after he loses consciousness, does that mean, in essence, that Terry wouldn't have? That any Christian should want to if the Pope, by his example, says he doesn't want to? 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
No, I didn't say that, Mr. Hendry.
Oh, shut up.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. You need a checkup from the neck up. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Stephen Bozell joins me from Corona, California, a man who is like a lot of us in these neighborhood book clubs and debate clubs. And the Terry Schiavo case has... Am I hearing crickets just to Mr. Bozell?
Yes, Phil.
Am I hearing crickets? Are you outside?
I'm over near a pond area here in the back of our property where I go to... I guess you could say I just... my wife calls it my calm down place. I go and I can calm down. Because I got emotional about a lot of these things, and it's a very lovely spot.
Okay, so your essential point, though, is that because Pope John Paul, in his living will, does not want to be artificially respirated if he should lose consciousness.
Yeah, but basically what he is saying, if I could tell you, Phil, the Pope is saying that because I don't want to have a tube hooked once I lose consciousness, nobody should, because the Pope is in contact with Jesus as the representative of Jesus Christ on the earth. Terry Schiavo would not want to have a tube hooked up once she got knocked out cold because the Pope... See, once the Pope goes out cold...
What do you mean goes out cold? You mean a coma?
Yes, sir. He's not going to want a tube hooked up. Now, how can you go against the man who is basically Jesus Christ?
Well, that's not exactly Catholic doctrine. I mean, I'm a Catholic. I ought to know. I mean,
well, doesn't it say that he represents Jesus?
He represents Jesus. He's not Jesus,
but he's Jesus on Earth.
Nah, he's not Jesus, but he's the guy that reps him. You might say 1-800-449-8686.
Wait a minute. But you do agree that if the Pope says something, you got to do it.
Well, I'm an American Catholic. We don't always do what the Pope says. Let me go to a phone call here. It's Kim. Kim, go ahead.
Yes, hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. You're on the air with Stephen Bozell.
Okay. My point is only this. You have to be a member of the Catholic Church to accept that the Pope is infallible. There is a large portion of the population, world population, that does not accept the Pope is infallible.
Yeah, but they're wrong.
Therefore would not accept Steve's premise that the Pope is a spokesman for Christ, and therefore his way is the only way.
There's a billion Catholics out there.
Yes, there are, and there are
a lot of folks.
And there are plenty more Muslims than
no,
Jews
not. No,
and Christians
no,
of other faiths other than Catholicism.
No,
when you
not.
Combine them all together, there are not more Catholics in the world than there are any other faiths.
Like,
there
that's
are Buddhists.
Like, that's,
there are.
Yeah, but they don't have nothing in common with Christians, nor do Muslims have with Buddhists. But Catholics all have something in common, see, so...
Well,
the
sure.
Catholics
all Catholics
biggest...
have something in common. All Buddhists have something in common.
Yeah, but there's
all
not
I'm
more
saying,
Buddhists. There's not more Buddhists.
All
than
I'm
Catholics.
Saying is
now,
your premise
more
is
Hindus.
Not, your premise is not correct. You have, in order to win
the,
a debate,
Hindu,
you have to start
in
with an
faith.
Infallible premise, and your premise is
no,
not
you don't
correct
have to start
because
with an infallible premise,
is
ma'am.
Not. Infallible.
No, the Pope
therefore,
is infallible, but the premise doesn't
man,
have to be infallible.
He is
all right, hold
fallible.
On, hold on, hold
he
on.
Can make
you, guys
wrong
are not
decisions.
Gonna, you guys are not going to win the point here by shouting over each other. I got to ask Kim, you know, I was in a debating society. Your point doesn't have to be infallible in the debating society. The Pope is infallible.
Your premise, I said your premise has to be correct.
No, you used the word infallible, though. You were probably meaning the Pope.
My premise was infallible.
No, you're talking about the Pope is infallible, and that's Catholic doctrine.
That's
okay.
Catholic doctrine. You're
but
absolutely
the,
right.
All right. However, it's hard to argue against
Catholic doctrine.
It's hard to argue against the number one Christian in the whole world, and that's the Pope.
You have to accept the premise that Catholic is the number one Christian in the world.
It is, because there's more of them than other Christians.
The Christian world is not the Catholic world.
Ma'am, the Christians do not come anywhere near as many as the Catholics, and the Pope is the... Jerry Schiavo, if she goes against the Pope, she might as well pull a feeding tube right out of Jesus' nose.
That is one man's opinion about the Catholic Church. You would have to be Catholic to accept... You would have to be Catholic to accept that premise.
Oh, well, you'd also have to be smart to accept the premise that the world is round, you know. But if you don't accept the world is round, you don't have to, but you'd have to be smart to accept it, see?
The world is round.
All right, okay. Both of you guys are giving me a headache, all right? One more phone call.
Wait a minute. My point is infallible.
Your point isn't infallible. The Pope supposedly is infallible, but that's just what Catholics believe.
Yeah, but there's more Catholics than anybody else.
Let me ask you something. Are you Catholic?
No.
Then what do you care?
Because I don't want to go against the Pope.
What, are you going to go to hell if you do?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious if he's the top Christian that there is out there. You want me to go against him?
What, are you going to cry?
Well...
You're crying, aren't you?
No, I'm not crying, but I'm not going to go against what the Pope says, because I'll burn in hell for sure then. And I've been trying my whole life to stay. There's one place I want to stay out of, jail. Two places I want to stay out of, jail and hell, because both places, man, they'll cast you down with the sodomites.
You know, I can imagine if jail's bad, hell must be like...
Pretty bad. Rubbing your rear end down there for weeks.
Here's Ann. Ann, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay. I really, truly now believe that this, all of this, your guest can't be for real after that little. But
all right. Because I happen to believe that the Pope sets an example for Christians. I can't be for real.
Boy, and I'm not going to talk over you, so I'll stop when you're going to talk, and then I'll wait for my turn.
I'm just saying that the Pope represents the largest Christian faith in the world.
You predict that. Okay.
Bigger than anybody that Oral Roberts has gotten, anybody else.
All right, okay. We got that.
Can I go? point I would like to make is the Pope has made a decision. Yes, he doesn't want to be officially restrated.
Go get that fishing line for me. I want to put some fishing line on this.
Go ahead, Ann. I can hear him talking to somebody.
Anyway, his point doesn't make sense. If he's saying because the Pope makes a choice that everybody else then is expected to make the same choice,
moonlit night tonight,
then we'd all end up being the Pope. I mean, that's not the way it works. The Pope has made a choice, and that's his choice. But he has a feeding tube, and to deny someone food, water, that sustenance, those are not artificial means of support.
There goes a shooting star over there.
Mr. Bozell, sir?
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, I am.
Because I can hear you talking about shooting stars and getting a fly pole out there.
I heard what the lady said. But I don't agree with her.
I think this
is
a
Christian,
joke.
Because I'm a Christian. It's a joke? Okay. If you think Terry Schiavo dying, starving to death is funny, good for you.
No, I think that you must be a joke, because I can't believe that you would... I'm sorry.
Well, the owls are out tonight, too. Is this Ann?
I've never listened to this show before, so I guess
This is Steve Bozell, ma'am. I am a Catholic. I'm not a Catholic. I'm a Christian. But I don't want to go against the Pope. He said in his living will that he will have the feeding tube removed. He doesn't want to be artificially respirated. Now, how can you or Terry Schiavo or anybody say, well, okay, but the Pope's wrong?
The Pope for himself is right.
No, he represents the biggest...
84 years old.
He represents the biggest Catholics. He represents the biggest Catholics there are. Why won't you listen?
Is this how debate works? Because I've never seen debate where people...
Why won't you listen to me?
The Pope has made a choice for himself, and he has that right to make that choice.
Well, the owls are
out there. It isn't a matter of morality, what he does demonstrate for people. He is an 84-year-old man.
That, Becky? There's a vampire bat.
Will you shut up and let this lady talk?
What?
There goes a vampire bat. He's an 84-year-old man. Go ahead, Ann.
She hung up.
I'll bet she hung up, because while she's trying to talk, you're talking about the owls are out tonight. There goes a vampire bat, and look at the shooting star.
I didn't see any of that.
Yes, you did, and I heard it all.
I just sent my son into the garage to get my fly pole.
Oh, good for you. You going to go fly fishing tonight, huh?
I can see the trout snapping at the surface.
Oh, bug off, will you, Yule Gibbons. What is this guy, all of a sudden, Bill Dance? I got myself a fly rod. Yeah?
Okay, everything you just did to me is a mortal sin. You can burn in hell.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
If Dracula bit you and you were wearing a garlic necklace, wouldn't you sue the garlic farmer? You savvy?
One 800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
So the Pope is obviously very ill, and they gave him the last rites, and now for, I don't know, it's like a third, fourth time in my life that the puff of smoke's going to be going up over there in Rome. And now when I say the puff of smoke, you probably, maybe you don't know what I'm talking about, but they have a ritual. The way they elect a Pope is the College of Cardinals, a bunch of cardinals. And I don't know who these guys are, but maybe it's every cardinal. You know what a cardinal is? He's the guy with that red beanie and a big cape. He wears like a Dracula cape with a red beanie. That's a cardinal. And he's the dude that heads up what's called a diocese. In the big cities, they're generally cardinals. Like, we got a cardinal in L.A., they got a cardinal in Chicago, they got a cardinal in New York, Boston, places like that. And then the smaller towns have bishops. And then the smaller towns have...
What's a squire?
What do you mean, a squire?
What's he do?
Who's a squire?
Well, you got a bishop, then a squire, then a knight.
What do you mean, a knight? I'm talking about the Catholic... There ain't no squires.
Oh.
It's the cardinal. Now, first it's the pope, then it's a cardinal.
Then a rook.
Then a rook. What do you mean, a rook? It's the pope, then a cardinal, then a bishop.
Then a knight.
Then a knight, not a knight, then there's an archbishop, then a bishop, then there's like monsignors, then there's a priest.
And then altar boy.
Then altar boy, yes. And anyway...
Now the guy with the vampire...
Will you shut up and start your motorcycle and get out of here? So the cardinals get together and they vote on a pope. And you'll know that they've elected the pope, because this is the part that's pretty goofy, and you'll be seeing this on TV. They always televise this. They got a camera on the building where the cardinals are meeting, and when they finally elect a pope, white smoke comes out of the chimney. They send smoke out of a chimney. Now, it's just the way they've been doing it for, I guess it's the way they've been doing it for, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years. Like, a guy doesn't come out and go, all right, we got the results in. Father Brown, you got it. Let's hear it. Yeah. All right. It ain't like an American convention, you know. Although it should be, don't you think? When they nominate the Pope, shouldn't it be like a convention? You know, all these signs, Uganda, you know, the Diocese of Chicago. All right, I want to get up here and say something for a hell of a guy, Father Bill Jackson. You make him Pope, and I'll tell you right now, the wafers, communion wafers, be thicker, more substantial, wheat-based. And enough of that Christian Brothers sherry for the communion wine. We're going full out for Canyon Country. So let's go. Yay! And then a guy comes up there. Thank you. You know, the Catholic Church is just sucking wind. I want to get some new things in place, all right? Tanks. Papal tanks. We want to get the defense spending going here in the Vatican. I want to have the Swiss Guard. What is that about? Those guys all look like they ought to be in a cigar box. Let's get some real dudes with maybe that tin helmet, you know, look like those doughboys. They have a convention. But what they do is they have a puff of smoke that goes up, and that means we have one. Now, when they take a vote, and then if they don't have one, then black smoke. This is, you think I'm kidding, I'm not. And here's the goofiest part of all of this. It's going to be televised. It's televised. Won't be any different for this one like it's been for every Pope election since I've been a kid, man. Earliest memory I got of TV is the guy coming on TV. This is I was like five, and the guy says, Pope Pius has died in Rome. Now, Pius was the Pope back when I was a little tiny kid. He was the guy through World War II, on through the 50s, and he finally croaked about, I thought I was 5 years old when he croaked. Then they brought in that guy, John. He was cool. He made everything. He, like, brought in African in the Mass. I don't know. He let you play guitars in the Mass. And then Pope Paul, who was just a, you know, solid kind of guy, wasn't very remarkable. Then comes the other guy, John Paul I. He was Pope for a month before, I don't know, he didn't get up one morning. He just died in his sleep. And then, of course, Francis Ford Coppola had to make Godfather III, in which he speculates that he was murdered. Yeah. And he was probably murdered by Pope John Paul II. It was a power play, you know.
All right, look, we're going to get rid of this guy, okay?
It's like a gun down in front of a steakhouse in Manhattan. Just a Pope lying there in the street. Bodyguard dead. And then comes John Paul II. Polish, strapping, 57-year-old guy, mountain climber, singer. Do you remember when he released the albums? He had albums out. This cat sang, man. He was a big guy. He was very popular for a lot of years. And then, man, after they shot him, his health went right down. They shot him in 81. You hear about that? They shot this guy. Some jackass with a gun. Where there are guns, there's a jackass who wants to shoot somebody, whether he ought to or not, let me tell you. And after that, his health went to hell. And there you go. That's the life of Pope John Paul II.
Very nice.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back to wrap up here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. One 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Pope John Paul recorded this song, I think. I just called to say I like you. That was really nice. And then he did a collection of Roy Orbison stuff. And Pope John Paul sings Roy Orbison. Only the lonely.
Yes, you can get the Papal's big hits.
All right, so thank you very much, everybody, for listening to our show tonight. We'd like to tell you that we also want to thank Doug Danger for being with us, Dr. Husband Ginther, David Hall, Father James McQuarters, Bud Dickman, Jeff Dowder, and Steve Bozell. We're all on our show this evening, produced by Mark Newman, our associate producer tonight, Harry Shelley, and, of course, Michelle Hernandez, who's off, you know, buying shoes. 1-800-449-8686, our web address, www.philhendryshow.com.
1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.